Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Check it out.
The days on the boulevard I landed. We used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the abstract.
And me, the five-footer. I kicks the mad style, so step off the frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine that we used to make spiffy like Mr.
Live from San Antonio, it's the Pick and Row Show. We're a weekly podcast that's available on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Please take the time to rate, review, subscribe, tell a friend. Tell anybody that you run into and tell them, hey, this is a great podcast and you enjoy it and you just want to share. Keep that algorithm flowing, and by letting as many people know as possible how much you enjoy the show and how much you want people to enjoy our podcast. And the more people, the better. It keeps that algorithm flowing. It gets us to be on that new and noteworthy on iTunes, or that what's hot on iTunes, or even on Stitcher Radio. You can subscribe there. You can share it on Facebook, share it on Twitter. Share it on Instagram, I mean Vine, Snapchat, whatever you use. And since we're talking about social media, we are actually active on social media. We have our own Twitter account, it's at Pick and Row Show. We're also on Instagram at The Pick and Row Show. We have a Facebook page called The Pick and Row Show. If you have time to take a look at that Facebook page, you can like it. Even on the Instagram, follow us on Twitter. And even Periscope, we do an occasional live broadcast where we kind of go off the cuff and we get active with those people who share their opinions and views on certain topics that we're talking about. It's kind of fun and entertaining. Sometimes there's an occasional malfunction, and that can be kind of funny too. So, and we're also at Pick and Row Show there.
Back in the days on the boulevard I landed, we used to kick routines and the presence was...
What's going on, man?
What's going on, bro?
Not a whole lot, man.
All right.
Not a whole lot at all. It's been a long time since I've seen you.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Quite a bit of time.
You know, been traveling the world and
I used to know the words. Live around the world and
I don't know where I got that from. I just made that up.
I just remember it was popular like in the late 80s or early 90s.
Yeah, I'm showing my age now. All my old school peeps out there know.
Well, you seen him, you know, quote CNC Music Factory.
What's that one? That's
gonna make you sweat.
Which one?
Yeah, you had that one too.
Everybody dance now. They play that Spurs game all the time.
They do play that.
Yeah, that's probably why I hate that song.
Whatever.
I'm just saying.
You know, I mean, that song was cool back in the day, but I mean,
y'all still play it though.
They do.
Yeah.
Now they changed it up a little bit.
Finally. Go Spurs, go.
Hey, that's a good chance.
No, I like the Spurs, man. Y'all looking good this year.
So far.
Yeah, I mean, y'all should be good this year.
LaMarcus is still trying to get it under control.
Yeah, he'll be all right.
Yeah, he will.
Still got Kawhi, still got Timmy, so you good. Yeah, y'all strong.
Yeah, we're all right.
What's been up with you, cuz?
No, man, just came back from El Paso.
How long was that drive from San Antonio to El Paso? That's like ridiculous.
8 hours.
So it's 8 hours.
8 hours.
From El Paso, from San Antonio to El Paso.
From my house to that hotel was 8 hours.
I can drive from Cincinnati to Cleveland in probably
an hour and a half, 2 hours,
four
hours. Okay,
let's see, four and a half, maybe 4 or 4.5 hours. So I could drive from.
You can drive. To
I
Cleveland
could drive
and
Cleveland
back.
And back to yeah. Cincinnati in the same amount of time.
Right.
And that's still not even the first. How far is it from El Paso to Houston?
Man, you can't
that's
get,
like another 3 hours. So you're no, talking.
You're talking 12 hours. Or something like 11, that.
Because that's another 3 hours.
But yeah, get it. Get check this out though. Somebody
that's
once,
crazy.
Yeah, somebody once told me that the drive from El Paso to Houston is longer than the drive from El Paso to Los Angeles.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
So even El Paso to like the furthest
to Seattle, Washington.
No, I'm talking like to like the furthest part in the eastern part of Texas, going towards Louisiana. Like how far is that?
That's gotta be.
How far is Houston from like the border of Louisiana?
What, maybe 3 hours?
Really? So it's another three
no,
hours?
No, no, no. Maybe 4 hours?
So at least another 3 hours.
I mean,
hours.
I could be wrong.
So from El Paso at the top, like, northwest all the way down to, like, the southeast going towards Louisiana, you're talking 14?
That's a wow. That's a day worth of driving.
That is a huge – that's a huge
man,
state, bro.
Well, you know like, what? We – yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. We –
I'll never be in El Paso. That's crazy. Well, not mine.
It's actually nice, man. I first time we've ever been there, and we went for Alex and Denise's wedding.
How many brothers y'all see up there?
Three? I saw a couple.
Like three?
I'd say like three. I did see one at Walmart.
Let me check out
in front of him.
My boy used to live there.
I went to the grocery store. Let me check out for him because I only had like two items.
Actually, I know a couple people that live in El Paso.
Do you?
A couple brothers, yeah. The only two brothers. When they left, the population just went down like probably like 75%. So
it's a beautiful town, beautiful city.
Really?
It's not, you know, it's got a lot of mountains, you know.
You ever seen that movie TV show The Bridge?
Never.
It's about El Paso and is Juarez. It? Yeah.
Wow.
I used to watch it. It's intense, man. I had to stop watching it. It was just so intense. I was like, man.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's very intense.
Cool.
So where are you there for?
Alex and Denise's wedding.
That's right. They got married in El Paso. I thought they were from the Valley.
No, he's from San Antonio. Denise is from El Paso.
Oh, why did I think they were from the Valley?
I don't know.
Why would I think that?
I don't know.
I'm stupid. I don't know why I was thinking that. Okay.
Yeah, they got married. Congratulations to them. That was nice.
That's
cool. Nice ceremony.
Yeah. Congratulations, Alex and
Denise. Yes. You know, Christian was there too. So
I haven't seen Christian in a while.
Yeah,
he ain't came ball with us in a while, mate.
He's ducking you?
Yeah, he's ducking me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but he be hitting that little short jumper off the glass all the time. Always pissing me off with that. I'm like, man, he'll never miss. He don't miss too many shots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was our adventure.
Cool.
It was a good time. We had fun. We had a blast.
I got rain. Did I tell you about that?
Yeah, we got rain, too.
You got rain, right?
Man, we got a lot of rain.
It's crazy. I tell you, I rained in Dallas. Did I tell you about that?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
We kind of touched base on that because you were in Dallas a few weeks ago for your
that's right. Yeah,
for your stuff.
It rained there for a whole day. That's crazy. Hurricane, was that Patricia?
Patricia.
Is that what that was?
I think it was Patricia, yeah.
Yeah. I had to stay in Dallas the whole night because it was crazy. I mean, I could have drove, but nah.
Yeah, we...
Too many floods. Man, flooding down here is ridiculous.
Especially when it rains that much.
Man. So my people in the OHIO, we don't know nothing about this.
You know a lot about snow.
We know a lot about snow. We know about rain. We get a lot of rain, but
you don't get a lot of.
We don't get a flooding to where. Yeah. I mean, I heard a story where the flooding was so bad because it's flat down here. We got hills in Ohio, a little bit more hills than this. It's flat here, so when it rains, everything rises. And I heard so many horror stories of like houses, rolling down the street on the water. Cars all the time. Cars is a normal thing.
Right.
I mean, just like that's a normal thing.
And
people die from flooding here. I mean, I don't think I've ever heard of anybody dying from a flood in Ohio. You know, every once in a while, but that's like a normal thing here. Like
it happens a lot.
A lot. I mean, all the time.
Well, the thing is it hasn't. I mean, dude, I've lived here all my life in South Texas, and it doesn't get this crazy with rain. Lately, it's just been...
It's been crazy.
Yeah, it's been crazy. Remember,
it has been like, crazy lately. In July.
Even in May. Remember in May or June, it rained for like a week straight.
Yeah. I remember when I first moved out here, it didn't even rain for like 2 years.
Yeah, it doesn't. Sometimes it rains and sometimes it doesn't rain.
But now it's raining like crazy now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know, man. It's just weird because everything's flat here. So it's like... I mean, we had people that couldn't make it to work.
It's
like,
crazy.
Yeah, we're not gonna make it to work. I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah,
it's raining. I'm like, okay, it's just rain.
Yeah,
like, nah, I can't even get out of my like. They send me pictures. I'm like, oh
yeah,
where's the street? It's under like 5 feet of water.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, did you see Tony Parker tweeted out that he couldn't even go to practice that day because it was flooded in?
Yeah, he needs to practice.
Oh, we're talking about practice.
Yeah, he needs the practice.
We're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Practice. I mean, I ball out in the game, but y'all tripping off my practice. Like, really? Okay.
Yeah. Anyway. So,
yeah, man.
That's
crazy.
Yeah, it is. It is. The weather's crazy. It hasn't even gotten really cold yet here. It's kind of bumming me out a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm over this warmer.
Now you know how we feel up north, brother.
No warm weather, but it's cold weather.
We get a lot of rainy weather.
Yeah.
Like, it could rain literally in Ohio from once the snow breaks, probably like March, middle of March, April-ish. It'll rain for like 2 months straight. So you ever heard that story, April showers bring May flowers?
I've heard it.
It'll rain all March and April.
Really?
I mean, the whole, every day.
Wow.
Yes, it's not fun. So that's how it's been down here. But with flat lands, it's ridiculous. I'm tripping off that. They closed school. I mean, they canceled schools because of that, right? Flooding. I mean, I can't get to school.
Yeah, we cancel school when it freezes.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's I understand that.
Because we panic. We don't know what it's
like. But for rain? Like,
yeah, that's intense.
Rain days. We have snow days. We have heat days.
That's intense.
In Ohio.
Have heat days.
In Ohio? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know anything about heat.
You don't have heat days?
I never had a heat day. I mean, but then again, it's summertime.
It's always hot down here, so y'all never like have a heat day?
It's not always hot.
It's hot down here.
We get like 3 months of...
Dude, it's 110. Like, I remember my first moment, it was 110 degrees.
Yeah.
It was like 95 degrees at midnight, so.
You're talking about July and August weather, yeah.
I'm saying, though, but they don't have heat days like in August, school starts.
Dude, no, dude.
May.
Matt, you know, nowadays they don't do two-a-days anymore in the afternoons. When I was a freshman.
Y'all did two-a-days?
We did two-a-days, and we had practice at 6 or 7:30 in the morning. Yeah. We had to come back at 4 o'clock, and it was 100 degrees.
They don't do that now?
They don't do that anymore.
You get heat exhaustion.
Oh, yeah.
Things up. So.
Well, I'm just hoping it gets cool, man, so that way I can
get this. I know. I need to get my boat out.
You do need to get your boat out.
I don't have a boat, but
we're gonna need a bigger boat.
Yeah.
Man,
I am.
You haven't said that in a long time, man.
Yeah, you miss my jia?
How many of us have them friends? They were showing next Friday the other day, man.
Where?
On TV.
What happened?
Next Friday. They were showing it.
Showing what?
Next Friday.
Man,
what's...
I thought you were saying next Friday, Houdini was going to be on TV next Friday. I was like, really? When are they going to be on TV? Houdini?
And it's funny because that baby Joker brings up, he's like, I don't even like Houdini or something like that when they're singing it, you know?
I told you, I'm cool with... Well, not cool with them. I mean, I hung out with them for one night.
Who's that?
Houdini.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think you did mention that.
I probably did, yeah.
That's pretty cool. Did he sing the song or what?
They don't...
Yeah. I'm joking, sing. Dude. Sing a song, rap
they
a song.
Sing. Rap, yeah.
You're going to bust a rhyme. No pun intended to bust a rhyme. Hashtag nobody cares.
I met
Busta Rhymes
a long time ago once, too. Yeah, when he was with...
Yeah.
Who's he with? Leaders of the New School. He was with them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You don't remember them?
No.
Dink O.D., Charlie Brown. Yeah, see, I'm old school. I know
O.D.B.?
Dink O.D.
Dink O.D.
Yeah, that was
okay.
His name.
Nah, man, I can't say that I have. Yeah. So anyway... Let's talk about this show, man. So,
what's going on?
Yeah, what is going on? Did you see The Walking Dead?
Oh my God, yes.
So we haven't really covered any of.
No, we missed last week and this week. So let's talk about both.
So you're all caught up. I'm all caught up.
What happened last week?
Spoiler alert! Anybody who is listening.
Oh yeah, the horn.
The horn.
Right.
We talked about the horn.
Yeah, did we?
Yes, we did.
No.
Yes,
but
we
don't know who was it?
So what happened was it was the wolves.
The warriors.
Not the warriors.
Warrior.
Not the warriors.
Us, not the warriors? I thought they were the warriors.
The wolves.
They're not the warriors?
No.
Warriors.
They're not cool.
Come out and play. The wolves, right? They're the wolves?
The
like,
wolves.
Timberwolves?
The Timberwolves.
KG?
Or how about the Eastern... ESU Timberwolves from the program.
Is that their team?
That is their team.
How do you remember that stuff?
Because they were just showing it the other day, man.
So nerdy.
They were just showing that movie the other day. Huh? Randall and I were watching this movie at work the other day.
They were watching it? Why do you watch old school movies at work?
Dude, because that was on TV.
Is that all they have on Netflix?
No, it was...
Netflix is terrible.
It was UVerse
It was you versus TV in the break room. That's all I'm going to say.
So Netflix has a show. I thought it was Poltergeist.
Petergeist?
It was Poultrygeist.
Poultry.
Yeah. That's terrible. Why would you have that on Netflix? People are like, oh, yeah, I have Netflix. Really? You need to get rid of that.
No, man.
Poultrygeist?
You cannot get rid of Netflix.
It's terrible.
No, Netflix is not terrible.
That's because you like old school movies.
No, they put new stuff on there. Like How to Get Away with Murder Season 1 is on there.
Oh, for TV shows. Okay, I get it for TV shows.
Narcos. I mean, okay. They're going to put, they don't put newer stuff on there.
Right.
So it's all about
older stuff.
Yeah, man, you would appreciate that. You'd look like a fan of Disorderlies. Disorderlies is on Disorderlies.
The Fat Boys, though.
Fat Boys.
Fat Boys.
See, man. Hey, man, Biz Markie, right? Was that his name? No, not Biz Markie.
Biz Mark.
That wasn't his name.
Nah, that wasn't.
Mark, I think his Markie, though. The big one.
Prince Markie D.
There you go. He could beatbox like nobody, man. Baby, you a rich man. Damn, dude, look at you getting into that, man.
What?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, man.
I didn't know you liked to beatbox.
That was a little something.
That was pretty good,
I could
good,
actually
man.
Be better than that.
I'm going to tell LL, man. Put you in a good order with Def Comedy, man.
Nah. They turned me down. Yeah, I tried out. They were like, nah.
Yeah.
You're terrible.
Okay, so then... So with the... all go back running to I was going to say Terminus, but it was Alexandria. Like
Is that the name of it?
Yeah, that is.
What was the name of the governor's thing? Do we remember that? We still haven't figured that out yet.
Val and I were just talking about it. We couldn't figure it out. Can't remember the name.
I don't know.
Can't remember the name.
That's going to come. Yeah. Any listeners out there, if you know the name of on The Walking Dead of the governor's neighborhood, we could remember that. I'm sure we could look it up, but it's more fun if you just tell us.
So. Yeah, I think what we're going to do is I'm about to do the.
Oh my God. will you get that thing out of my face, man? Goodness
hey, man, we have to.
Man, we just got started. Like 5 minutes in, this dude went Periscope all in my face.
More
man.
Than a little bit.
In the face. In the face.
Yes, in the face.
Down Periscope, cuz. So, yeah, they all went running back to Alexandria.
Right.
And my girl, Carol. I told you, I couldn't wait.
She is
a beast.
She came with a vengeance.
She's like, I mean, she came out. She was dressed like them. I was like, oh, she's a beast. She is a chameleon now.
It was enough to.
You don't know where she's coming from. I'm telling you, she's probably my favorite. I think she might be my favorite character.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her, Daryl, and Rick. I'm trying to figure out which one, but.
We haven't seen too much of Daryl in this season.
Yeah. But remember, he had his own episode with the one chick.
Oh yeah, last season. Yeah,
yeah, so we had some Daryl moments already, but he'll be back. Carol's probably my favorite as far as the women for sure. I mean, I like Michonne, I like Sasha, but Carol is just that chameleon. That I mean, you can't see her coming. She's serial killer mom, serial killer's kindergarten teacher.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like wow. But yeah, man, the Warriors.
The Warriors, the Wolves. They go out there and they were raining carnage.
They were kind of stupid though. Like
they are stupid.
Like
they're idiots, man.
What are y'all gonna do? Just kill everybody and then what?
Well, what's the point?
I don't see what their goal was. They were kind of like dummies, but I guess they were called the Wolves. So they were acting like they were like wolves,
right?
That was their persona. So it was like, okay, I'm a wolf. What do wolves do? We kill people and just I don't know.
Yeah,
don't wash because they look kind of dirty. I know they were stinky. Come on. That's
not, and they're, what are they eating? I mean,
I was thinking the dude was going to start biting on her at one point in time because I was like, is he going to eat her? I don't know. Like they were cannibals or something. I don't know. But
I thought they were the cannibals from Terminus.
What about the. Some of them might have been from now?
I don't know.
But they didn't seem like they were trying to eat people.
No, they were just about.
What about the one girl? Was that the same episode? The JSS? Was that the same?
Yeah, that was that same episode.
Just survive somehow?
Did you see she
ate that turtle?
Yeah, that was...
That was disgusting. Like, you didn't even... She should have died from, like, some kind of nastiness. I don't know what... Turtles carry turtle flu or something. Turtle flu. Not like swine flu, but like...
Swine flu, man. I haven't heard that in a long time.
Not that swine flu, but...
It's like El Nino.
Yeah, that was like... I don't know what that... Tortoise flu... Tortoise flu.
Tortoise
flu.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Tippy the turtle flu.
That was an interesting episode because that was the big backlash that AMC or the people from Walking Dead are probably getting because of is Glenn dead? Is he really dead?
Man, who cares?
Well, a lot of people do because he's one of he's a favorite. Whatever. Man. Everybody loves Glenn.
But if
you don't,
no, I like Glenn. Out of all the characters, like all the main crew, he's probably the. Well, I don't know. He's not the least. I would say the probably the past the Reverend and what's the one guy that lied?
Bob.
I actually like him though. No, the one guy with the mullet.
Oh, the
what's his name?
The guy that said he was like the savior. That's
yeah,
he could help.
I kind of want him. He's smart. He's super smart though. So yeah. I kind of want that guy around just to be like, you know,
right.
You know, right. Even though he ain't never did none of this stuff, right. But he has a better answer than most people would ever come up with.
That, because smart ass.
I think he's just smart.
He's just an idiot.
So he's like an idiot savant.
He's an idiot savant.
Kind of like you, yeah.
I wouldn't say I'm an idiot savant. So, I would say I'm a knowledger of all kinds of things.
I can't even give you that much credit. Yeah,
you got to give me more credit, bro, because you have to remember, man.
What?
It takes more than two to tango. Or
I'm not even sure what that means.
I don't know what I was going with that either. Yeah. So anyway.
Tango and Cash.
That's a great movie. I love Tango and Cash.
Tango and Cash. That thing right there. So Glenn.
So we don't know what exactly happened to Glenn or
he's dead. There was like people, 1,000. There was like 10,000.
But did you biters? Did you see the way the guy fell on him? There could be There could be a number of things.
They're going to eat through that guy.
Okay. There's no way he lived. Here's the thing.
There's no way he lived.
There's a couple of things that could happen. One,
whatever. Go ahead.
The walkers ate the other guy. The other thing is,
they ate him because he's still sitting there.
The other thing is that the dumbass is probably tripping out, and he didn't do that. He hallucinated that he shot himself, and that Glenn snapped him out of it. That could be one.
Okay.
And then the other thing is, if it did happen, Glenn snuck up from underneath the garbage can.
With 10,000
walkers. Not the garbage. The,
with 10,000
walkers. The dumpster.
The dumpster that the 10,000 walkers they push over buildings. They're going to push a little.
And how about this? Here's another thing.
They're going to push that over.
Anytime a main character, anytime a main cast member dies, there's always somebody there.
What you mean?
Okay. Maggie's dad, Herschel. Hey, why does Ludacris say his name like
Ursher,
that in that song?
Because that's like the ghetto way of saying it.
Take it back. Wind it back. Ursher. When I make it whatever.
Because that's like the ghetto way,
He's trying to be cool ghetto.
No, that's like a ghetto girl saying it. You know, that's where it came from.
Okay.
Ursher, that's my dude. Ursher Raikman. Ursher. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is.
That was the last time Ludacris actually did anything worthy before he became an actor.
I mean, that's more. I'd rather be acting than rapping, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
That's more money.
So that episode left us hanging in the balance of what's going to happen with Glenn or what actually did happen. So, anyway, so my point going is anytime somebody dies, that's a main cast member dies.
Go ahead.
Somebody else is there.
Okay.
So his guts, and somebody here, I'm sorry, at M. Swift. Is saying they were showing that they were eating his stomach intestines. Why would they be up in his chest? So you have to think about that too.
Why would they be eating his intestines if he fell on top of him?
They're talking about Glenn with the guy falling on top of him. So we don't know what we really don't know what's happening because at the same time, do you watch Talking Dead, Chuck?
Pick. Yeah, I watch it.
Okay. Every time somebody
dies, I didn't watch all of it.
Every time somebody dies, they pay tribute to the.
They
fallen.
Didn't pay tribute to him.
They didn't pay tribute
right.
to him.
I get that. I'm not saying he's not dead.
Right.
I'm just saying, I don't really care if he dies or not. I hate to say. I mean, out of all the characters outside of the preacher, I'm not worried about Glenn. I mean, I mean, he's cool. I like.
That's
Glenn.
True. Yeah. The guts like want to be on top. Want to be up there either. That's
yeah.
Also
I mean,
true too. Yes, you're right. M. Swift.
He said what now?
Well, actually, I think. He or she said, correct me, please.
We're on Periscope, y'all.
We're on Periscope.
Damn thing out my face.
It's not even in your face right now.
It's close enough.
It's in my face. So
close enough.
His guts wouldn't be all up there.
That's what she's saying?
That's what she's saying. At M. Swift. And her name, she says her name is Angel.
Hey, Angel.
Pig says hi. He says hi.
I mean, I'm not saying he's not dead. I'm just saying I wouldn't mind if he was.
What's up, Fear Agenda?
Fear
is back.
Fear the Walking Dead.
man. Okay.
Cape Fear.
Oh, man, I love that movie.
That was a
Martin Scorsese film with Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro was off the hinges.
Oh,
there.
Counselor, yeah. come out wherever you are.
Oh, would not want De Niro stalking me.
We are talking about Glenn
in a Cajun
Fear.
Voice. Huh? In a Cajun voice. Creole voice. So okay.
Oh yeah, he was Creole voice, yeah. Right?
So okay, Glenn's alive. Whoopee.
Well, right now we don't
and
know.
Maggie's gonna go save him.
Maggie.
Why are they keeping these two lovebirds alive?
He's
man?
Alive.
Yeah. How come everybody else
Fear
lost
says
all
he's
that
alive?
Bird?
Huh?
Yeah. I mean, he probably is. I guess he's been seen on set, so I mean, he's still on set.
But they're filming for.
He wasn't no there was no tribute.
He's gonna be a hallucination episode. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. There was no tribute. He's been seen on set, so yeah. He's still alive. I agree. I'm okay. I'm just wasn't impressed that he was. You know. Yeah. I wasn't hurt that he died.
Yeah.
I guess I wasn't hurt as much.
And at Blizzard Joe says Glenn's too good a character to kill off.
No, he's not.
Ooh.
He's not too good at. They gotta kill somebody. He is in the main like the main group of the main group.
Well, because he's from season one, so
right. He's in the main group from the main group. Main group of the main group.
And Fear says here, you can kill everyone but Daryl, and I believe 95% of the people who love this show will agree with you about that.
What
about he's saying you can kill everyone but Daryl?
Yeah, if you kill Daryl, I'm stop watching it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Everyone's gonna be pissed if you kill Daryl.
Daryl, Carol, Rick. I'm gonna be so upset.
Call it Daryl versus The Walking Dead. I'm in.
Yeah. No, I totally agree, bro. But I would say Daryl, Carol, and Rick.
Yeah.
And Michonne.
Yeah. Michonne's pretty.
They're awesome. And Glenn is even in that. I mean, he's a core character. I give it to him.
Dude, I would totally get Ash from Evil Dead in this show.
Do with the what?
Oh, Fear saying get Ash from Evil Dead.
I never watched that.
You never seen Evil Dead?
Nah, I'm not into scary movies. I told you that.
It's not a scary movie. It's a funny bad.
Oh, that one.
Cult
yeah,
comedy. It's got Bruce
that's
Campbell.
Even worse.
Okay. Well, you know what I mean? Well, pish posh. You say tomato, I say tomato.
No, it's cool. I'm not saying it's bad.
I know what you're saying. Okay, so then.
Why are you cutting me off, cuz?
I didn't mean to cut you off.
You
go
just
ahead.
Cut me off. See, your wife told you about that.
Oh, you're going to ream me? You're going to ream me right
she
now?
She said, your wife said it, so. I agree with the women.
Okay.
That's how my life is easier. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. I'm just keeping it real.
Don't cut the man off.
I'm going to agree. Yeah, you cut me off.
But my anyway, bad.
No, go ahead. I wasn't talking about that anyway. What are you going to say? No. Get the damn thing on my face.
It's going to be in your face. It's not going to.
It's in my face. I'm looking right at it.
It's in the face.
In the face. What movie was that?
Coming to America.
Nah, shit. No, yeah. You might know every word of that. That was kind of easy one. That was an easy one. So, Glenn's alive. What's up with Morgan, man?
Okay, so
I mean,
now,
we saw the episode this week.
Yeah,
where he's how he got to where he is. Because remember when we first met him, his wife was and kids died and. And then Rick saw him again in Atlanta where he hit the tank and he was going crazy. Like, he didn't have nothing to do with Rick.
Yeah.
And now we see him now, like, why is he like this now?
He's like a man of peace. He's a peaceful warrior.
We see what he went through.
Yeah.
Because I figured whoever taught him how to use that thing, you know, the stick, probably taught him, you know, something else as well. So I didn't realize it was a forensic psychiatrist.
Yeah.
Who locked him up in a cage that wasn't locked. This dude tried to escape with a zipper thing. You know what I'm saying? Which he was going to escape, too.
Yeah.
It it's not locked. Like, oh, what?
It's not locked.
I didn't even try. I just assumed I was locked up. I think I would have tried.
Yeah.
But again, that you can't really say because he was in a mental state where he was just, I mean, he wanted to clear.
Yeah. What is your
everything?
What is your purpose to clear?
Yep.
So why are you clearing? Because that's what I do. I clear.
All right. So check this out.
And here is not here or this.
So
John Carroll Lynch is his name.
Who?
The guy that played the forensic psychiatrist.
Yeah, he's pretty famous. I've seen him. Yeah. I've seen him in a lot of stuff. He's pretty famous.
I do miss Tabitha the goat. That was kind of sad.
Yeah, the goat kind of. I was like, dang, the walkers just went straight for the goat? I thought they just went after people. I guess they eat everything, don't they? I didn't realize they went after every living thing. Well, I mean,
lamb's pretty good. Have you ever had lamb?
Cooked? Well, I guess it's
Oh, yeah. I do like lamb. Like,
you know, like my gyro?
Yeah, that's right.
I like my Greek people. You know what I'm saying? My peeps. They ain't my peeps, but you know. But yeah, so that's why Morgan is the way he is. So you think Morgan can do, my thing is this. Can Morgan do what dude did to him to Rick? He's not a forensic psychiatrist. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I guess he could pick up on the method a little bit, but is he going to be able to turn, like, even like the Warriors?
Man, you keep saying that.
I just like saying the Warriors. It just sounds more, better.
I mean, the Warriors is an awesome movie.
It's funnier. So
yes.
I'm going to keep calling them the Warriors. You can correct me if you want.
Okay.
So.
The Bull.
Like, he let the Warriors go.
The Warriors did it.
Are you going to lock up like a million people? Where are you going to lock them up? He got one. He has one.
Yeah.
And that guy even told him, I'm going to kill you. So he's going to do the same thing.
So he's going to make, he's going to start.
Is he going to turn that guy around? And let him off, let him live in Alexandria?
Yeah. Maybe.
I mean, he's not a trained, like, dude was a trained, that was his job. He was a trained forensic psychiatrist who studied serial killers.
And he set them straight.
And he said, he only met one evil person out of what, 80, or I forgot what number it was. Yeah. So, but that was in the regular world. This is not the normal world now. So, Ken Morgan, who is not a trained forensic psychiatrist, in a different kind of world with a different type of mentality, turn a person around? I don't think so. But it's a TV show, so it probably will.
It is a TV show, and Morgan.
What's the point of doing this if he's not going to turn around?
Right. And I agree. I don't know. I don't know if it'll. So Drew 0903. If anything, it will make Rick want to kill Morgan.
Right.
I mean,
I think everybody's going to kill him.
Well, here's the thing. I think if you think that, I mean, Rick went crazy a couple of times. And then he turned into a freaking gardener and didn't want to hurt or kill anything. Remember that at the prison?
Yeah. I mean, he came back on his own.
I think yes, he did come back on his own, but I think.
Well, he had a little help.
Right. I think if anybody can set him straight, it's always. Because he's always had that bond with Morgan because Morgan was the first person he met.
He was like one. He lived in the same neighborhood. No, wait a minute.
They did live in the same.
Didn't he walk down the street to that? To Morgan's house the first time?
Yeah, he did. Well,
it was something like that.
Because he was injured and Morgan took care of him.
Yeah. But it was like, because he had went home to find his family, remember?
Yeah.
And they weren't there. So it was a neighborhood close to his. It might not have been the same neighborhood, right. But it was a neighborhood near his.
So, I mean.
Same side of town. They from the same east side. That's where they're from. Uh-huh. East side.
Get that thing on my damn face, man. So I think that Morgan can probably, not probably, I think Morgan can set Rick straight.
There's people that Rick will listen to.
And
Morgan,
I think
Glenn,
Carol, Daryl. Yeah, those are the
ones. And Michonne.
Because he trusts them.
He trusts them. He knows that they know him in more than ways than one. They've been through a lot together, so I think he'll listen to those. And Maggie, too. I think Maggie has his ear, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and Carl's there, so. I mean, but I like Rick right where he is. You have to have that guy. You have to have a Carol. Their team is, I mean.
Yeah, they're awesome, man.
I think they could probably beat the Avengers, actually. I think they can. Yeah, I think Carol would, like, kill all the Avengers.
So, yeah, you know what? And Fear would actually agree with you there because he says Carol is going to shank Morgan.
Right?
Fear, yeah.
Yeah. She's going to shank somebody. Like, what are you doing?
Well, I mean, dude, behind the back.
Because she.
Behind everyone's back, she killed those two people. From
prison?
No, from the governor's place. Okay, now that we're actually.
She's killed everyone. Yeah. She's probably more gone than Rick. That's what I'm saying. He going to have to turn her. Is he going to be able to change her? No, because she kills without hesitating.
Yeah, she does.
Rick actually thinks.
Yeah.
She is just like, Rick is like.
The only time I didn't see Rick not think was when he killed those prison dudes because they were trying to kill him. You remember that?
Right. But what I'm saying is, like, he has his own internal battle with himself before he kills somebody.
Right.
Carol, there's no battle. She is like, shoot, shoot. Yeah. You're done.
There's no logic.
Yeah. No, these people die. Yeah, there's no, no, we're done.
Yeah, like what she told Morgan that, right? She's like, we kill him.
Yeah. He was like, what do we do? No. What?
We're going to kill him.
Yeah.
So now that we're on Periscope, can anybody tell us, I have to ask this question because we don't, where, what was the governor's place called? I cannot remember for the life of us at right now.
Yeah, we don't feel like looking it up.
We don't feel like looking it up. We want to know y'all's answer because we don't remember. So the governor had his own little place. We just can't remember what the name is.
What was it
called? I don't remember. It's troubling me.
Hmm. So, I mean, what do you think about the episode, Morgan? I was reading an article where it said this is like one of the best episodes ever.
I liked it a lot. I did.
And I mean, at first I was kind of like, whatever. But then
the people who are airing it are really smart about it.
Well, remember I was reading, I was like, whatever, this is not one of the best. And I started thinking about, like, wait a minute. It's probably two of the best actors that's been on the show.
Right.
Morgan, I mean, they've been around longer than any, I've been seeing them longer than any of these other people.
Loved them in Snatch.
And it was just them two, and it was a pretty really good dialogue. I mean, it was pretty deep. It was almost like Criminal Minds like type of thing. And I was like, you know what? They could have their own show.
Yeah.
So I changed my mind. I think it might be one of the better episodes.
I think in a show like this, you have to.
It's pretty deep.
Yeah, you Woodbury. Yes,
Woodbury.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, thank
at
you.
At Drew 0903 and at
all right,
and
down thank Periscope.
You. We're not down Periscope okay. right now, but yes, all thank right. you.
Stay up Periscope. So yeah, Woodbury. That was what it was. Woodbury. That was pretty crazy.
and Drew had to look it up.
Thanks, dude.
And Fear did too. Hey,
thanks, guys. Okay, so it wasn't just us. Thanks, we're not the only ones that couldn't remember.
It was such a long time ago.
I wonder why we can't remember that, though. We remember everything else.
Yeah, it happens.
What was the name of the prison?
Damn it. What was the name of the prison?
Wasn't there a prison?
There was a prison.
I know what it's called.
What was it called?
Something, something correctional facility. correctional facility.
And that was in Compton. No.
Where that was like that
was in,
Georgia, probably.
Yeah,
because it's right around. Everything's right around there.
Yeah, I heard that they were going to film some of the episodes in Kerrville or something.
Texas?
Yeah.
Really?
The next season, I heard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. We should drive out there.
We should.
And you should drive out there. I'll ride with you.
Got it.
Save my gas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I get like 25 miles to the gallon real quick.
Nah, that's not true.
Yeah.
On highway.
Okay, yeah. So I get about 28 on the highway. Maybe okay. 30 miles to the gallon.
Cool.
Anyway, yeah.
So, yeah, man.
It was a great episode.
I think so. What do you think is going to happen now? I mean, what do you...
Meriwether County Correctional Facility. Sorry to cut you off. Is that...
Who
is
found that?
That's Fear. Is that right, Sean?
Fear.
I'm going to call you Sean Fear. Sean Fear.
No, it's not Fear.
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 And you can Fear, you can go in and shamelessly plug Fearcast right now.
Yeah, Fearcast.
Yeah, check out Fear.
How you spell it?
Fear.
Fear.
C-A-S-T.
Cast? Fearcast. Okay, just like it's... Okay.
Yeah, he talks about...
What's he talk about?
He talk about everything from movies
like
to
us,
UFC.
Like all kinds
yeah,
of
yeah.
Stuff.
He's got another podcast.
We're all over the place
on.
Too, Fear.
We have two other ones. Fifth Cast and Got Balls.
We don't know what we're doing. We just talk about whatever.
Yeah,
so.
He does the same thing. He talked about Wes Craven for a little bit there.
Cool.
Anyway.
So, yeah, so where do you think it's going now? So, okay, Maggie's on this. She's
right,
going to find Glenn.
Well, the teaser built that
oh
up
my God.
For
so,
the next
yeah,
episode.
So there things going to still be going on.
And we only have about 3 or 4 episodes before it cuts off.
Rick's comeback. Yeah, because it ends, what, right after
Thanksgiving? Yeah.
So Rick's back, and once they let him inside, I mean, the Warriors are gone anyway, so I'm saying I'm going to keep calling the Warriors. So the Warriors are gone.
So you got somebody with the three little bottles going...
What's that? What?
Warriors.
Come out and play.
Okay.
So, and what else?
Oh, and his Gramercy Riffs to be there.
And Morgan's like got this dude in the like he's doing what one guy did to him.
Yeah.
So, and everybody. So, what do you think's going to happen with Alexandria now? Because some people just got chopped up. They probably lost a lot of people.
They did lose a lot of people.
It wasn't that many people to begin with. That's why I was like.
And they lost quite a
like
few
all
people.
The old people that, or the people that couldn't defend themselves.
Right. They lost a lot of people.
Well, the one chick was in the armory. She had all the weapons hiding. Like, you're guarding the armory.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so I think from now on, like the mayor, like what's the lady's name? The lady in charge?
I can't remember her name.
So. I think she needs to be like, you know what? We're just going to put Rick in charge or somebody. Or no, remember they sent Maggie to be with her, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
So her and Maggie should run it. And then Rick and the crew can be muscle. But that armory needs to be somebody in there that's like not going to just be hiding.
And our,
like, that was stupid
yeah.
to me.
And Drew just actually said the Alexandria people are hopeless.
I think the lady in charge is good, is decent.
She's decent, but the other ones...
She's smart.
The other ones don't know how to fight. Or they don't want to fight.
Yeah, but I bet you now. Because they showed the one chick, the one that was getting beat up by her husband.
Oh, yeah. Now she's getting tough.
I think she was starting to get tough. Now she's realizing, you know what? She's like turning into Carol. It's like Carol from the beginning, you know what I mean? So... I think she's... Now, I'm kind of curious as to how her son is going to be. Because didn't he come... Didn't he try to holler at Carl? Who was it?
He's trying to escape.
Yeah, he's like... He wants to die. Yeah. Like, dude, you're going to die because you're... First of all, your people can't fight. And you're the kid. So, you really can't fight.
Yeah.
Defend yourself. What's up with the preacher guy? I can't stand that. He's like... He's the guy I want. I want him to die. But I know... They're gonna make him live. He's probably gonna live throughout. He's probably gonna be the last one. I'm like, this dude is—he's just like undermining everything.
He is, and he tried.
He causes so much problems.
Yeah, the preacher does need to go. That's what Fear is saying.
But he's not. He's not. I bet you he lasts to the. He's gonna be one of the ones at the very end.
And he's like, doesn't want to fight. He tries to rat Rick out.
I think
he'll
change. Well, remember he went to Carl.
Yeah.
I think he realized, like, you guys are cool. Like, yeah, what are you talking about? You've been with us, like, longer than any of these people
here. They saved him so many times.
Dude, we saved you when we first met you. You was on a rock hiding from two walkers. Like, you couldn't even get away from two walkers, dude.
Yeah, he's probably... And I think you're right. Like, Drew's saying he's going to last because we all hate him. It's kind of like the Andrea thing. I couldn't stand Andrea.
I liked Andrea.
I didn't like her.
Really?
Yeah.
She didn't last that long.
She lasted... Dude.
What do you mean?
She lasted for a long time.
From when you started not liking
from
her?
From season one.
Like, but you liked her in season
one. No, I didn't.
Really? Why not?
Because she was over there, like, messing around with Shane and being all two-faced and everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I need to go back and watch season one.
That's like season two when they're out at the farm.
Yeah, that's kind of where I picked that up at. I need to go back and watch season one again. I keep forgetting about it.
Yeah, she was
I didn't like Shane. I didn't like watching it because of Shane. It is Shane.
Hey, Shane.
Shane.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You still mad that T-Dog's gone?
T-Dog. I'm mad at that name. where's Dre? Dr. Dre in the movie.
Yeah. Hey, he was in there. He was in that last episode.
Was he?
Yeah.
Where was he at?
Wait, no. He wasn't in this episode. He was in the episode before.
Oh, he's with... Where is he at then? He was with Glenn. Oh, that's right. He's with that crew coming back.
Yeah.
They're still coming back. Okay. That's why I was like, where's Dr.
Man,
Dre?
Man, every time I watch him, I'm like, hey, man. Does Dr. Dre from straight out of Compton?
Hey, man, why don't you just put... Yeah, he used to be a little harder than that.
Let's go get your mixer tables, man.
I know. I keep when he starts.
Dang, E, that was dope.
I'm mad at his hair, though.
I don't know about that hair, bro. I don't know if he's trying to be like LeVar Arrington or he's trying to be some type of
Walking Dead
man.
Crew, when y'all have black folks on there, can you not, like, do something with the hair and the names?
Yeah.
Like, come on. I'm cool with Michonne. I'm cool with Sasha. I was cool with Tyrese. Actually, Tyrese is probably actually pretty real.
Did you like Bob?
No.
Were you just
I do know I got a homie named Bob, but no.
So let me ask you this. Were you just like saying, Bob. What about Bob?
Yeah, what about Bob?
What about Bob?
But no, Bob, really? He didn't, like, what was his nickname?
Yeah.
Bobby? No, if it was Bobby, okay.
How about Bobbo?
No.
No, okay.
But no.
So
but
if you're...
T-Dog, Bob, and...
Tyrese.
No, Tyrese is a real black guy. Yeah, that's a real black guy. But yeah, I'm just saying, just keep it real.
Yeah.
I don't know many black guys named Bob.
Yeah.
That go by Bob. Bobby, Robert, Robbie.
Shot Bob.
Yeah, but that somebody else made that up. That's not what he goes by.
Who called him Big Shot Bob?
I'm not sure if call me Bob.
I think Tim Duncan was the one who called him Big Shot Bobby.
But is he going around and say, when he introduces himself, do he say, oh, I'm Bob? I don't think so.
Yo, I'm Robert Ory. I'm from Alabama.
I don't know. I don't know where he
is. He's from Alabama.
Is he?
Yeah.
He played Alabama, right?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Fear. No, actually, Pick here was the one who noticed that.
What?
That the dude was Dre from Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah, that was.
And hilarious. Then you pointed out to me, and I had to like look at him and hear him talk. Know. I'm like, oh damn, that is
that's
him.
That's him, man. Because I was like, I'm okay. Every show, I'm like,
you're like, there's somebody here I know.
And no, just really black people.
Okay.
Anytime I see a black person in the show, I'm like, where do I know this dude from? What did
you're
he
like,
play?
Oh, that's.
Wait a minute, that's Dre.
That's Thomas Michael Smith from Martin. That's
right.
Class act.
Right. So that's, I mean, every time I'm like, who is this? I do that with every black person. Sorry.
You're all right.
But yeah, so what do you guys think is going to happen? Do you think Rick's crew is going to take? It's the crew. I'm just going to call them the crew. Our crew. You think the crew is going to take over Alexandria and just kill the rest of them? And like, you know what? You guys are wasteless. You're a waste of our time. You're just taking up space, eating up food that we don't need to be eating. Or you think they'll turn around? I think some of them probably will turn around and realize, like, Rick just killed Barry or whatever his name was because he was yelling and stuff.
Yeah, so. And Morgan kind of freaked out with him how he just did that.
Morgan's freaking out with anybody getting killed.
Because he's just real...
Yeah.
He's a peaceful warrior.
I was not...
I
did not go see a forensic psychiatrist, Morgan.
In the middle of an apocalypse.
Right, leave me alone, dude. I'm killing these people. This is not the regular world. You can't treat things.
Yeah.
And you know, he might be right.
It's him or me.
He's trying to be human. He's trying to keep his humanity, which I think that's what the forensic psychiatrist is trying to do, is bring those type of people back to humanity, make them human again. But that's in a different world. Yeah. Man. So you're talking about...
We're not in that world.
Yeah, anymore. You're talking about guys who, you know, they're gone. Like... It's not the real world anymore.
No.
So now you're trying to be a psychiatrist for something that's not even the real world. You weren't trained for that either. But I mean, it's the same concept. But right. I get it. But Morgan's not trained for that.
And neither is anybody else.
No, nobody's for trained.
It's all about it's this person or me.
Now the one person who could would be the latest in charge, if Morgan kind of gets with her and talks to her about like.
Because she's kind of balanced. She's not a killer. She's very or anything smart. Like that. She is very smart.
Yeah, she's very. I think she was even. Was she a politician or something? She was something.
I don't remember.
She was something like that.
I just remember that last episode on the last season where that dude,
her husband,
that dude kills her husband.
Yeah,
and she just
like
looks.
He killed her husband.
And she just looks at Rick and just goes, "Rick,
kill him."
Yeah,
she
kill
said,
him.
She said, "Kill him," right?
Yeah, she just said something. She just gave him the look and
kill him
without hesitation. Just
yeah. I think she came around.
Yeah.
But she's still kind of like hesitant on stuff. But we don't expect her to defend anything. She's,
right.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a very interesting season, man. It's going to be very interesting. I mean, every season somebody, a character dies.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. He totally destroyed him, Fear. He's talking about how Rick.
Yeah. Yeah. Rick is fighting his own inner battle to not kill people. So I think that's why Morgan's trying to get to him, because he knows Rick was like that with Morgan at one point in time, wasn't he?
Yeah. Well, remember he finds him, and that's when Morgan's going all crazy, and then he had to like knock him out. Remember?
Yeah, Rick was trying to like
talk to him,
talk him down. But yeah. Nah, yeah. So I think Morgan remembers that too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So who was he talking to when he's saying "here's not here," "you're not here"? Who was he referring to?
What does that mean?
Like that beginning of the episode.
Here is not here. Like,
excuse me.
This is not real. I don't know.
It's weird. It was deep.
Because he wrote cleared, and so we know what clear means.
Yeah, we know what
that
means.
Just like kill people, clear the fields. I don't know. Here is not here, which rhymes with clear. I don't know. What is fear?
His zombie family is fear. What fear?
What say does fear about this?
Fear is saying it's his zombie family.
Here's not here?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody knows.
I do think what he knows is he can see clearly now that the rain is gone.
I can see clearly now. I think it means here's not here, meaning where I am is not really where I am.
Where we're going.
I am the I am.
I am, I am. Said Sam, I am.
Yes. Right. Yeah, I think it's like, this is not real. But I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah, well, it remains to be seen. I'm excited about this season. The next episode is going to be good.
Three more shows. Cool.
And so we should be able to find out where we're going with it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So
you ready for this basketball season or what?
I've been ready, man.
You ready?
I've been ready.
Who you got winning it? Los Spurs.
I'm gonna pick the Spurs to win in the West. Who do I got in the East?
Go ahead and say it. You know you love him.
I got Indiana.
I'm gonna still put my mouth.
I got Indiana.
No, Paul George is nice. They'll be top.
They're not gonna. They'll be top five.
Top five.
I mean, it's until somebody impresses me, it's gonna be Cleveland.
Yeah.
It's a free pass for LeBron every year. He can keep it's going to his fault? He can keep going to the finals for the next five straight years if he wanted to. And they probably get
that's
there.
That's not his fault.
And he's probably gonna win one of those.
That's not his fault.
I mean, he's been in the finals six straight years.
That's is that a record?
I don't know. No, because Bill Russell won eight in a row, so it can't be.
I don't count those. I mean, I guess I can't.
It's part of history, so you have to count it.
I don't have to count anything.
Well, you are going to count it because it's in the books.
I don't have to count that.
So then, okay. So
I mean,
he's the
only black guy.
So Jordan's 69-point game doesn't count.
No, I'm talking about.
That's what you're saying.
That was before me. Did you see him play?
Did I see Bill Russell play?
Was there any brothers in the NBA outside
of
him?
There was...
it was him and Wilt.
In the 60s, Wilt was there. Bill Russell was there. Oscar Robertson.
I'm sure there was more.
Elgin Baylor.
It was more, but...
Wes Unseld. I guess Willis Reed.
But it was like two teams. You know what I'm saying?
Walt Frazier.
Boston won like a million.
And there was like 12, 14 teams.
I think it's more parity now.
It's a different game.
That's what I'm saying. It's more parity now.
So here's
it's not always
the argument. The argument could be back then it was different because.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about? You insane Hollywood ass." So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You only had so many teams, and you had to travel on buses or something. They didn't travel on planes.
No.
That could be an argument with them.
Yeah.
I mean, just like you can say... The game's different now because, well, we play 82 games. They didn't do that. So, I mean, it's always going to be debatable. There's always going to be some sort of
I mean, I guess I'm saying, okay, in the last 30 years since Magic and Mike, since Magic and Bird, since the 80s.
I think the last person who made consecutive
who's been
finals.
To six consecutive finals. Lakers, that's Bulls.
Not, no.
So,
none.
Larry Bird.
No, but all these guys you're Magic, talking about have a better finals Michael. Percentage than...
Well,
boy.
I don't care about that. That's not his fault.
I mean, two and four isn't exactly appealing to some people.
I'd take 2-4 all day.
I mean, I'm sure he's happy
I'll
with.
Take two
I'm
out
sure
of
he's
six
happy
all day.
With one.
Exactly. I'll take 2 out of 6 all day, brother. What are the Los Spurs gonna do this year? You got them winning or what?
Yes, I do. Got them winning.
You do?
I think that they're gonna have a great season.
Really?
With this new group, it's gonna take some time to get used to playing with each other.
Yeah.
And I think that Pop's the right guy to do it. And he's gonna put that team together.
So you got them winning the
I got
West?
Them winning the West.
Who you got in the East?
Man.
Go ahead and say it.
There's some good teams.
OH.
But until
Go ahead and say it.
Until anybody any other team impresses
you
me.
You have to preface stuff.
It's Cleveland.
Yeah, thank you. Just say it. So you didn't preface anything with the Spurs,
no.
You just said it.
Well, because it's theirs.
What's
it's
there?
Theirs for taking.
Spurs?
It's going to be a tough battle for them to get through the West.
That's what I'm saying. Just to get out the West is
Cleveland's got a free pass. They have a free pass.
It's pretty free.
Every year.
I agree.
They only have a free pass. Well, they have a free pass now, but back then, back when LeBron was first in the first run with Cleveland, I mean, it was pretty difficult because
first,
you still had Detroit
time,
was Cleveland still was good.
It was
And they weren't the team that they are now. They don't have the weapons they have now. But
man,
I mean,
like,
Mo Williams is back. Yeah, Mo Williams is back.
You got
Anderson still.
They got a squad.
They got a very
Tristan Thompson, yeah. Kevin Love, Kyrie Irving coming back,
big squad,
Shumpert coming back, Jarrett Smith coming back.
It's a very talented.
Who y'all sleeping on? Mozgov. Y'all sleeping on him?
No, I think Mozgov is good.
He might be a top five center.
He's a great player. He's very underrated.
He's very underrated.
Yes.
And then you got Varejao behind.
Varejao's.
So their bench is deep.
They're
so
very.
It's just can they score?
Until any other team impresses me, yes, it is Cleveland's.
I think so.
Conference to win.
It's gonna be tough in the West, though.
Yeah, it's gonna be very tough for the West because, at the same time, for the Spurs, you've got to deal with all this other these other teams.
Yeah, you got the Clippers. You
OKC.
Got OKC.
I mean, the Warriors. Houston,
you got the reigning champs. Yeah. The Warriors, and they look good, man. So,
even the Pellies might impress some people.
Nah, they're not going to crack that top five. See, they still got Memphis is still out there, even though, you know, it looks like Golden State was handling them tonight. But
I just can't see that grit and grind working.
Yeah, the game is starting to change. The game seems like it's speeding up a little bit.
Small ball.
Yeah. Maybe if they just had one big man, like not both guys, you know, Zach Randolph and Mark Gasol.
Yeah.
If they had one, not both. I don't know. Just seems like that game is starting to that true power forward that just posts up, you know, with the true center that, you know, I don't know, man.
I agree with you. I mean, if this was 10 years ago, they would be.
They probably win it. Yeah. But now it's kind of like.
It's different now.
Because, you know, you got, I mean, power forwards like Draymond Green now. They stretch the floor. They handle the rock. Blake Griffin. I mean, they're doing a lot more running the floor. So, man, will you get that damn thing out of my face, dude? God. Good Lord. So, yeah, I mean, I think the game's starting to change. I don't think it's quite there yet, but I think the big man of old is starting to fade away a little bit. Especially somebody like Zach Randolph, who doesn't really shoot jumpers all that great.
He does not shoot jumpers. He's more of like, I'm gonna knock, take you down in the block, and like, I'm gonna.
Right. See, like Mark Rizal, he can do either one. He can post you up, or he can J you up a little bit. He's got the offensive game. He got that Euro game a little bit, Euro center game. I don't know if Zach Randolph's the type of player going to be able to last that much longer because he doesn't run the floor as well.
No.
Then you got to turn around and guard a guy like
Iguodala or
Blake Griffin or Draymond Green.
Draymond.
Not Iguodala, but and those guys they're fours, but they're athletic fours.
Right.
They may not be stretch fours, but they can stretch the floor a little bit. So.
Well, the team in the East that I think of
that
plays like that is Chicago. With their bigs.
Well, they sat Joakim Noah sitting now.
Yeah, I saw that he's coming off.
So he'll be coming off the bench, which him and Gasol coming. I think that's a good replacement. No, Joakim Noah is considered pretty much top five center as well. Yeah.
Real quick, I don't mean to cut you off, but at Irv,
you always cut me off.
I'm trying to tell you what's going on here. So,
so you're telling me you're going to cut me off?
A gentleman chimed in here on Periscope.
Okay, right.
Who said that Iggy is a three? Iguodala is a three.
Yeah.
But he also plays four, and he did that in the finals.
He'll play four depending on who they play,
right.
But he's not a four.
No, he's not.
So he's not going to guard Blake Griffin. That's not going to happen. He's not going to guard LaMarcus Aldridge.
Yeah, he can't guard him.
Now, you might get switched up on him every once in a while, but that's not going to be, oh, yeah, we're going to put him. No, you're not putting him on those guys.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, but, yeah, I mean, depending on, you know, what the lineup is, you can go small ball. He can play the four for sure. No, I'm not saying that. In that lineup.
Yeah.
But not like, not on a normal.
Yeah.
So I think, man, I think Miami is going to surprise people, man. I think Miami might be the number two team out there, man. Especially if you know, Whiteside's playing, D Wade is healthy, Bosh is healthy. I mean, they got two.
Dragic.
Hall of Fame, Dragic. His brother's on there too. He don't ever play though. But
Luol might get you some solid numbers too.
Well, Dang's still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dang is still there. You know, my boy there, Justice Winslow. From Duke, even though I'm a Carolina fan, but I like his game. He's very high energy.
Yeah.
He's going to be coming off the bench, probably coming after Whiteside and Dwayne Wade.
And they did get Amari there too.
Oh, Stoudemire's there? Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how much of a factor he'll be, but he'll play. He'll get some run.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
He'll give you some solid numbers.
I think Miami will be pretty solid. I don't think they'll be able to beat Cleveland. They might be better than Chicago. But
I don't know about that.
I mean, I think Dragic, I can't pronounce the name, Dragic and Chris Bosh have never played together. So I think that's going to be a good combination. And then Dwayne Wade is still there. Like I said, Whiteside is putting the numbers. So
if Dwayne Wade can stay healthy, they have a good chance of making a good run.
All he's got to do is be a threat. Let him get 15 and, you know, 15
to 18. Yeah, he needs to change it up a little bit with his game just because he's getting a little older.
Yeah, he can't hit the floor as much. But that's just his game. His game is to attack.
Yeah, well, I get it. I mean, 10 years ago, 7, 8 years ago, I mean, Dwayne Wade was a man, but he can't play like that anymore, especially with his knees.
No, he's going to have to develop his jumper, but he's got nice handles. You know, he got nice enough handles. He's a two guard. He's a scorer. So he's going to score the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like he can do all that stuff he does, but he does it. And I'm like, wow. You know, so I've been impressed by Dwayne Wade's whole career. I watched him when he played in college, too. I was kind of impressed with him. So, yeah. But, yeah, man, in the West, dude, we got Clippers, Houston, OKC.
There's too many.
Golden State and the Spurs. So, you're talking about five really – any of those teams can win, I think, can win the West.
I don't think OKC can win the West.
You crazy?
No, I'm not.
They got two of the top five – pretty much two of the top five players in the league.
Yeah, well, two players can't win you.
No, but they have – they have a team. They have a team. It's not like they got a new coach too. It's not like they're just. It's just those two.
I don't think they can. No.
Scotty and Michael, bro. Scotty and Michael.
Scotty. Okay, so that's 20 years. Scotty. Ago. Yeah, Scotty was a defender who didn't need to score.
And they got. And I would put Westbrook and Durant up against any duo ever.
They don't know how to play with each other.
Sure, they do.
No, they don't.
No, that's a misconception.
It's not a misconception, Chuck.
They both had 45 last night.
And they did they win or did they lose?
I can't remember.
Well, they lost. They lost to Houston.
Well, it's not. I mean,
so here's what I'm trying to say. Jordan got you 35 a night,
right?
Pippen got you 18, and he got assists, and he distributed the ball, and he played defense.
So you need that third scorer.
No.
What?
You need somebody who needs to know their role.
Yeah.
Westbrook doesn't know his role.
You're crazy. What's his role?
His role is to be the point guard, to lead the team.
That's what he does.
No, he doesn't.
What's he do?
Okay, so let me
you
ask.
You just don't like Westbrook because he has mean faces. No, don't be scared.
No, I'm not scared of him. I'm not saying any of that. I think he's a good player. Everybody's do I think he's a great player? No. He reminds me a lot of Stephon Marbury, to be quite honest with you.
He's better than that.
Well, I'm talking about the time where he had KG with him.
He's better and bigger than that.
So, so let me tell you.
He's better than he's way.
Why did OKC lose to San Antonio? When they could have won,
it's just not enough. They just don't have enough.
They don't have enough.
But they slowly but surely have been building. You got to remember, those guys played without Durant last year.
They have the same team that they had 2 years
ago. But they all got better because they played without Durant.
Well,
Ibaka had to step up. Ibaka is pretty much their third guy.
They don't see.
He plays
defense.
They
don't have a bench,
No, their bench is not as deep. But they got Deion Waiters. They got,
Who wants to shoot the ball all the time, too.
Well, I mean, that's fine. They need him to do that, though, because he's going to – when one of those guys go to the bench, they still need that score. So he's going to have to be their third scorer. Ibaka's going to be there for defense, you know what I'm saying, and rebounding.
Overpaid Cantor.
You got Mike Adams, or what's his name? Steven Adams.
Yeah, and then you got Cantor, and they overpaid Cantor.
And then Perry from Baylor, what's his name? Perry Jones.
Something like that.
So, I mean, they got a decent squad. And just having Westbrook and Durant on your team, I mean, any given possession, one of those guys is going to score.
Well,
and they can't be stopped. So,
well, I beg to differ because
it's going to be up to the coach to basically create an offense around those two guys and make all those guys play defense. It's the dude from Florida. What's his name again?
Billy Donovan.
Billy Donovan's a good coach. So,
he's a cheap owner. Excuse me, a guy here on Periscope is chiming in saying that
what?
At Earth 4C Wrong is saying they have a cheap owner.
Yeah, I think it's the market has something to do with that.
It's a very small market.
Yeah, Oklahoma City is not like, it's not LA or New York. So, I mean, it's not even San Antonio. So, I don't think the market's that big. But, I mean, it's comparable to San Antonio. So, I'm not sure what, but they're better than what you say they are. And they'll make a run. That's not going to be easy out. I'm not saying they're going to win. I mean, I would put, if I had to choose, I'm saying like Spurs, Clippers, Warriors are my top three in the West, and then with Houston and Oklahoma City coming in.
Round out the top five.
Yeah, basically. So, yeah. Well, two of those teams are going to be playing each other. So, if you're first, you might end up playing Houston or Oklahoma City. Or I mean, one of those teams you're going to be playing.
It can go either way. It can go anywhere.
Just like last year, Spurs lost that last game, put you in seventh place.
Seventh place.
Seventh place. If you'd have won, second place. So,
well, and that's a good thing because the NBA changed their format where
true
they did away with division winners making the top four true seeds. That. So that's that. Going to make a big difference, but so that can just, that can also make it bad bad for you too.
Yeah.
So we don't know. It kind of remains to be seen.
You're going to get the toughest teams.
Yeah.
So regardless of what division they're in, so yeah, I mean, you know, it's definitely a something to talk about. So, but yeah, the East pretty much Cleveland, Chicago, Miami.
You got those heavy hitters, and
I mean, Indiana, Washington, Toronto, which is the next level. I can't really say those three are gonna.
Well, Indiana's kind of like rebuilding a little bit again.
Yeah, but if Paul George comes back to the form that he was in before he left,
that last the season before,
they'll be good because they still got. Who do they have anyway?
George Hill, Paul George.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple other good players.
Yeah, but
they even lost C.J. Watson, didn't they?
Yeah, because he's in.
They lost Hibbert. They lost Watson. They lost Lance Stevenson.
Well, he was gone two years.
Blowing in people's ears, I guess, was too much for him.
I don't know, but he's in a better situation now.
Who's it? Yeah, well, now because he's a role player, he's back to what he was supposed to be doing.
Nah, he's a starter. He's
not starting.
No, he's not going to start, but he is a. Starter.
I'm surprised that they're starting Paul Pierce, to be honest with you.
Well, he's not because he's not going to play the whole game. And you can just pull him off, but you need his leadership. He might not start. He's going to start and he's going to finish. He's probably not going to play a lot in the middle just because he's old.
You know that Timberwolves look kind of cool, could look kind of good.
Yeah, they're not going to do anything.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're a young team, but.
Yeah.
Andrew Wiggins is pretty good.
Yeah, he's not doing enough, though. He's holding back. I mean, I heard a comment from one of the commentators. He's like, "What's he doing?"
Yeah,
he should. Is he the best player on that team?
Right now, probably he is.
He was rookie of the year, wasn't he?
Yeah. So he is their best player.
How come I don't really notice him playing?
He's being too passive with the ball.
That's what I'm saying. So
he needs to be aggressive.
He needs to be more aggressive.
If Ricky Rubio is your leading scorer, that's a problem.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're not gonna win anything.
He improved his shot though.
Okay,
I'll let you have
that all day.
You can't get him to do that 82
Wiggins
games.
Wiggins gets what, 10? Okay, I'll take that. Because Wiggins is better than him.
They beat the Lakers, but I mean, that's not saying a lot right now. Sorry, Laker fans. I mean, they're not that good anymore.
Kobe's my boy, though, but nah.
I think he's in denial, man.
Who, Kobe?
Yeah.
What kind of denial?
Well, man, you know how many
he's three? He's still a good player.
He's still a great player.
Yeah. You know, he's not number 90, whatever.
I
would put him more like 40-ish.
He was pissed off about that, right?
I would have been, too. He's 90th best player in the NBA.
You know how many threes he's cranked up in three games?
How many?
30.
He has to.
He needs to go back to that mid-range, get yourself going first before you start cranking up all those threes.
I mean, he's getting older, so his game is going to transform into the three. But, I mean, he has to. If he doesn't score, who scores? Swaggy P? I mean, all he does is shoot. So, I mean, I like him, but you can't rely. He's a sixth man of the year type guy. Lou Williams is the sixth man of the year last year. He's on their team now.
D'Angelo
Russell?
He looked all right.
He's all right, but you know who looks good? Jordan Clarkson looks good.
Jordan Clarkson is really good.
Yeah, I like Jordan Clarkson. I was watching this game. I was like, you know
what? Went to Wagner High School here in San Antonio.
Yes, sir. Yeah, he looks really good. I like his game. He can play lead guard or two guard. He's pretty good.
He's a baller.
Yep, if you can play both guard positions, you're pretty solid. So it's just they don't have enough. I mean, Randall's there. They picked up Hibbert. So it looks good on paper. Like, if I was playing with them on NBA Live, I could probably be all right. I could play with them on NBA Live, especially with Kobe, because he's going to be, like, rated pretty good.
Hibbert just – I don't know, man.
He's soft.
He's
so
soft.
You were calling Bogut soft earlier? We were talking earlier? He's soft.
Hibbert is soft.
I would take Bogut over Hibbert.
If Hibbert would go back to the way he played 3 years ago.
That's because Paul George is balling out. Paul George is on like LeBron level at that point.
You got to.
Paul George is like third NBA or.
Dude, he was on fire.
I mean, that's when LeBron was like shaking his hand like, man, you going at me, you know. So that's when LeBron was giving him props. So, he didn't have to be the man. Paul George was taking that on. He just had to just do his job.
What was it? Was it 2 years ago when they played the Heat? He only had like. 2 points and like three
Did he even have any points?
He had like 1 point and like four rebounds. And
how
I think,
are, yeah,
and
how I are think, you 7 foot and you have like 0.3 rebounds? That's crazy.
Didn't David West call him out? He did, right?
Yeah, David West is a beast,
of
course. Yeah, he's like, dude, I'm out here 6'8 and doing you 7 foot. What's going on?
Yeah,
yeah. Hayward's.
I like that. I like the. That's a good pickup for us. I like that we got David West because he's tough.
David West is nice. That is a very good, solid veteran pickup to bring off the bench. I would. Is D'Auster there?
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, Spurs bench is deep. I'm worried about. I was reading an article earlier talking about why every NBA team would not win.
Mm-hmm.
They talked about Danny Green not hitting anything.
He's not hitting anything right now.
I think people are starting to figure him out. All he can do is
shoot threes.
Shoot off the dribble.
Or you not know, he cannot shoot off the dribble.
Not shoot
the dribble,
but shoot off the I guess the open shot. You know what I mean? He doesn't dribble. So it's like, okay, if I get in this grill early before he gets the ball, he ain't going to dribble around me.
No, he's not.
I mean, he might, but he's not going. He's not comfortable shooting that. So then he was talking about the decline of Tony Parker. Like, where's he been? Can he guard other point guards in the West? So now you're talking.
He's never been the best defender or the point guard.
Right, but he's 33 now. He's hurt. He lost a step. He's turning the ball over. So he's gonna be he could be a liability. So I'm just reading what they were saying. So,
right. No, I get what they're saying.
I was like, the offense is gonna run through Kawhi and LaMarcus now. So Kawhi's gonna play more of a role now.
Well, he's gonna be more of like the.
You still got Patty Mills. So, but can he run the point?
I think he can. He's capable.
He's a starting point guard.
Patty Mills is not the starting point guard.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So,
you get Tony Parker in there who is, I think, just by watching the game tonight, I see him slowing down in terms
of. He's slowing down.
Saying slowing down and trying to look for offense, I mean, he had like maybe, 16 or 17 tonight. LaMarcus had 19. Kawhi had 18. Balanced attack. I saw Tony distributing the ball more.
He wasn't going to the hole like he used to.
No.
Because remember, he's going to the hole a lot.
Oh, too. Dude, nobody
could. Lead the NBA. And
you couldn't guard him.
Which is crap. He's the lead the NBA in a.
Percentage in the paint.
Field goal. Yeah, the paint. Yeah. Like, what? Tony Parker?
Yeah, with his little teardrops.
Layups.
Yeah.
Teardrops, layups all day long. But he was relying on the speed. Now he's not the fastest guy out there anymore.
No.
Or they all caught up to him. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't the greatest defender anyway.
Right.
So can he guard these Currys, Chris Pauls, Ty Lawsons, Westbrook? He can't guard those guys.
No, you're right, and he can't. But see, that's why when you have the Defensive Player of the Year, you can stick him on some of those on those scorers.
And then we're going to pass the ball to the person that Tony Parker's checking.
You could okay. So if you're playing
somebody bigger than
if
him.
You're playing Golden State,
yeah,
you're
going
to
switch.
And you got who's the starting three for them? Iguodala.
Harrison Barnes.
Okay.
So who's going who's
you okay, so you have
tell me.
You have Steph Curry, you have Klay Thompson, and you have Harrison Barnes.
Right.
In a situation like that, Pop is
who's guarding who?
Pop's looking at the situation saying, okay.
It doesn't matter who Tony Parker's guarding out of those three. I'm going to that guy because he cannot guard.
Then you go to Harrison Barnes all game.
Yes. Long. Against Tony Parker?
Go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead and do that.
Yes.
If you have
he would eat Tony Parker alive.
If you have Steph Curry being checked by Kawhi Leonard, by the way, Kawhi Leonard did steal the ball from him like five times the last time they played.
Okay.
He made Steph Curry his bitch.
Nah.
Yes, he did. Okay. Go watch it.
No, I'm not saying but can he guard Steph Curry all game, every game? He'll be a non-factor offensively because he'll be so tired.
He checked LeBron in the NBA Finals and
LeBron's
he scored
a different
30
guard,
32
though.
Points.
LeBron's a different type of person to guard. Because Steph Curry is a point guard who's running around, flying. He's quicker than LeBron. So he's got
– And Danny Green can check Klay Thompson.
Danny Green cannot check.
Yes, he can. Yeah. Danny
he can't
Green,
shut
Dan,
him down.
Dan, I'm not saying he's going to shut him down. He can get his
So who's Tony Parker going to check?
Tony Parker, they'll probably put him on Harrison Barnes.
Harrison Barnes is 6'9".
Harrison Barnes is 6'9".
He would eat Tony Parker alive.
Then you go ahead and do that. You have to pick your battles.
That's not a battle you want to pick.
Okay, so then you're putting Tony Parker on Steph Curry is going to be a battle you want to pick.
I would put Kawhi on Klay Thompson.
I don't think Pop's going to do
that. Because, I mean, he's bigger. Because who's going to play? Okay, so you put.
Because you
I'm more worried about Curry can have all he wants. Not all he wants, but it's like the Michael Jordan thing. If he scores 40, they're not going to win probably. But if Klay Thompson doesn't get what he wants. If Klay Thompson doesn't get to have a good game, they're probably going to lose. He's the second guy. So if I can shut him down. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, with the wings, you have Kawhi and Danny Green, and Danny Green's a very underrated defender.
No, I think he's pretty good defender. I give him that. So I mean, I guess you can keep, but I think Kelly Thompson would still get him, would still eat him up.
Well, I guess it's the, we'll see when they play. We'll see what they're going to do.
Yeah. I don't know. I just can't see Kawhi checking Steph Curry the entire game. To me, that'd be a waste of Kawhi Leonard. Because then offensively, what's he going to do offensively? He's going to be tired.
He's
going to be chasing the guy.
He's the type of player that can get his points off transition on defense because he's
true.
He led the league in steals.
But remember, you're going to need him to be a focal point of the offense. So if he's chasing around this guy all game long, I don't know if you know, I have to check point guards. I hate chasing these guys because in my game offensively, I'm tired. You know what I'm saying? I've been chasing this guy around, though. Curry has the ball in his hands all the time. So you're going to be chasing this guy all around all
day
long. So
it's kind of like Michael guarding Reggie Miller.
What you mean?
Because that's all Reggie Miller did was run off screens.
Well, that's different, though. But Curry has the ball in his hands. Reggie Miller didn't have the ball in his hands.
Okay.
So now you're running. Yeah, they're still going to run screens for him. So he's running through screens with the guy with the ball, and it's just too much for Kawhi to be trying to do. Now, at the end of the games and crunch time and certain situations, yes. I mean, I'm just saying.
And maybe you're right. I mean, me saying I'd put Kawhi on him because that's your best defender, put it on their best scorer.
Yeah, in certain crunch time, like end of the game.
Right. I mean,
last 5 minutes? Yeah, for sure.
I agree with you. I'm agreeing with what you're saying, but in the sense of, yeah, what you're, the argument, you make a very good point.
Yeah, I just can't. I wouldn't waste my best defender like that.
I mean, we'll see what happens when they do play and see what Pop decides to do in terms of.
Now, I might put Danny Green on him.
That might work. And
I don't need Danny Green that much offensively I need Kawhi.
What if you did some possessions? Okay, Danny, you're going to get him this possession. Kawhi, you're
You're going to switch it. You would definitely switch it up.
And I think they did that before.
Did they? Okay. Yeah, you want to frustrate him, give him a bunch of different looks. And length would probably be one of the things that would mess Curry up. But I just wouldn't want him being chased by Kawhi Leonard all night.
Yeah. So out of all the teams that played Golden State last year, Golden State won 65 games or 67 games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they won a lot.
And they lost only 15 or 17 games. San Antonio beat them twice.
They were the only team to beat them twice?
Yep.
Yeah.
One was at the beginning of the year and then one was at the end of the year. But then Golden State got theirs because Spurs were on that road trip and it was like a back-to-back. So I think that Pop was wise about his time. So
I mean, Spurs are going to be there. Golden State's going to be there. Clippers are going to be there. Those are the top three.
I would agree. I'm going to agree with you because I think Houston losing Josh Smith and he's hurt.
He's in the Clippers.
Yeah.
So they got way better. So
I mean, dude, the first game of the season, Houston got blown out by Denver.
Yeah.
I was telling Colin, I was like, how y'all get blown out by Denver?
But they played. They beat
OKC tonight.
That's what I'm saying. So they're not a bad team.
No.
You know, it's just they got to get some fluidity. They got to get Ty Lawson. You know, Ty Lawson getting into the flow and getting, because him and Harden demand the ball. I'm worried about their defense.
Well, their defense has always been kind of questionable.
With Harden's and Ty Lawson's. That's what I'm saying. I'm like,
And Dwight Howard's kind of not the defender he was. And
he's not what he used to be. So he's old now. And I mean, they got some players outside of those guys, but so for me, it's Clippers and Spurs. And Clippers, Spurs, Golden State, you know. Golden State looks good. I like Draymond Green. You were just hating on my boy, so.
I wasn't hating on Draymond.
Hating my boy. I just like Draymond, what he does.
I just think he jacks up too many threes is all I said.
He does. And you were right. His field goal, his three-point percentage is closer to 30. It's like 32 or whatever. But that's part of his game that he's working on. If you watch his game, I mean, he's an undersized four, but he plays. You would think he's 6'10". He's only 6'7".
Very small.
I mean, he was guarding Zach Randolph. Zach Randolph couldn't do nothing with him. I mean, and then Zach Randolph had to turn around and guard him. Nah, it just wasn't. He's bringing the ball up to court, going through his legs, and you know. So I would say Draymond Green is. I mean, he's a top five power forward to me.
Okay, well, that's
because he's smart.
For being undersized, smart. I mean, you think about undersized power forwards. Charles Barkley was one. And he was a.
There's not many of them that have been successful. No.
Yeah.
Barkley's probably
the most successful one
because you got he's like Brandon Bass's size, Big Baby, Dwan Blair. They're all undersized power forwards. None of them are performing like he is. Right. He could be a 1-2-3 hit wonder. I mean, you know,
who are you talking about? You're talking about Draymond Green?
Yeah, he could be. But
well, they just paid him a lot of money, so he can't be.
I don't think he's I think he's pretty solid, man. He pretty much can do just about everything offensively,
right?
Defensively, I mean, he doesn't block shots, but he takes charges like crazy. He's like a Duke player.
So he kind of sounds like, but with offensive game, he kind of sounds like Dennis Rodman almost.
He's a better Dennis Rodman. He's got way more offensive game than Dennis Rodman.
Right, but Dennis Rodman was more of like...
Dennis Rodman, I think, some good defense. Shots,
yeah, or he could rebound. Dennis Rodman could rebound like nobody.
Draymond Green's a pretty good rebound. I can't put him on a rebounding level as Rodman.
Yeah. But Charles Barkley could rebound.
Yeah, him and Rodman are like the best rebounders ever to me. Yeah. Two of the best.
I would agree.
They just boxed out. You know what I mean? That's key to rebounding. But I don't know. I'm trying to figure out who he reminds me of. I can't really think of it right now. But, I mean, he plays really good, man. He's smart. He takes charges. He doesn't take bad shots. He can pass. He averages 4 or 5 assists a game on top of his 8 rebounds. On top of the 15 points. So he's talking about 15, 8, and 5. I mean, that's
a solid day of work. That's pretty damn good, actually.
That's really good. For a power forward?
Yeah.
An undersized power forward, so. But, yeah, man. So, pretty much, Chicago and, or not Chicago, but Cleveland and whoever else from the West.
I'm going San Antonio.
Yeah.
LaMarcus is going to have a good year. Kawhi Leonard is going to have a breakout year.
So. I think so. I don't think it'd be enough. I'm going to go Clippers. I'm going to go Clippers, Cleveland. Both my homies playing each other.
You do realize that, you know, the Clippers knocked out San Antonio last year.
Yeah.
So, you know what happened to the last CP3? Team that knocked us out, came back with a vengeance, and we annihilated
Hopefully
them? They don't have the Miami-itis.
Hopefully they don't have to see that. They don't see each other. Because I'd rather see that in like the conference finals. Yeah,
that was so that way Chris Paul can actually say he first.
Is that first round or second round?
That was first round.
Yeah, see, I'd rather see that.
That's what everyone said. Like the conference finals has just happened. The rest of the playoffs are going to suck.
Pretty much.
And they did. Yeah. The Western Conference playoffs are boring after that. The East was okay.
Because everybody wanted to see that matchup. That was the whole.
That was the most anticipated.
I think so.
One of the best first round matches ever.
I think so. It went down to the last shot. I mean, CP3. Sorry. Bang, bang.
Bang, bang, didn't get past the second round. Again. Right.
Whatever.
How'd they blow a 3-1 lead, man?
Tired. No bench. I was wondering about that, too. Blake Griffin was just out. Chris Paul, he didn't even play 2 games.
They gave up an 18-point lead.
But he didn't even play 2 of those games. So, ooh. Chris Paul.
He was hurt, right?
That's what I'm saying. So, you out top 5 player, man, top 10 player. But you see my boy Blake Griffin, though?
Mm-mm.
During that series? You see what he averaged?
No.
That was ridiculous. Yeah.
I just remember watching that game where they were up by 18 and that game was pretty much over. That killed them.
I mean, they were tired, man. I mean,
that San Antonio series took a lot out of them.
That took a lot of them. And then they had no bench. I mean, who were they going to replace these guys with? So.
Spencer Halls.
Right, exactly. So now they went out and got, you know, they got guys now. Shoot, I forgot about Josh Smith was on their bench.
Yeah, Jamal Crawford.
Jamal Crawford's still there. So, I mean,
and they didn't re-sign Wesley, Big Baby, right? They let him go.
Wesley Johnson's there. You know, he's a 3 shooter. He's going to be coming off for Paul Pierce. So, I mean, they're solid, man.
Yeah.
And still got Redick, still got Chris Paul, still got DeAndre Jordan, still got Blake Griffin. So they're solid. They're real solid.
Let's see how they do.
Yeah.
Be a good season.
So, yeah, man, basketball season. Ready to go.
I'm ready to go for it as well, man.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
You ready to go to those games, Clippers and
yes,
Cavs?
Yes, sir. You know, we'll see.
We're going.
We better. It's recorded now. You can't back out now.
We're going on Saturday. They're playing Charlotte, I think, is who they're playing.
Yeah, so. I don't care about that.
Yeah, it'll be a nice little tune-up.
Who even plays in Charlotte? I don't know.
My kid Gilchrist.
Oh.
Al Jefferson.
Yeah, I do like Al Jefferson.
Yeah, Al Jefferson was really good at Utah. I remember he said Tim Duncan was like one of his favorite players growing up.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, which is pretty good.
So when we played them in the 2012 playoffs, Timmy made him his.
Charlotte's terrible.
Yeah, Charlotte is terrible now. Yeah,
I just want to be able to see CP3 and my boy LBJ play.
You get to see him.
That's what I'm worried about.
In the flesh.
Best player ever, LBJ.
Okay.
Better than Michael.
Well, better person, yes. Better player, no.
I don't know.
No.
Yeah?
No.
I would take LeBron over Michael.
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Bigger, stronger.
Just, you know.
You put a little bit of steroids in Michael, too, and he looks like LeBron.
But he didn't have his steroids, so.
But he has a reliable jump shot.
And in 20 years, there'll be a guy better than both of those guys.
There is definitely going to be a
that's
better.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's the transformation of man.
Okay. So that's basically the same thing with Bill Russell and Wilt to Kareem to Shaq. That's what
exactly.
The point you're saying.
Exactly.
We can talk about LeBron and MJ all the time, but I think we should save that for another time.
LeBron's better.
I don't think so.
Okay. We'll talk about it. We'll see. Let's put our listeners. Who's better, LeBron or Michael?
Yeah, you tweet at us at Pick and Roll Show and tell us what you think, or even Instagram us. Not Instagram, I'm sorry. Facebook. Tell us what you think.
Twitter.
On our Facebook page.
What else were we on?
Well, I mean, those are the only really ones that you can respond at, because, I mean, cool. Periscope or live broadcast.
Yeah, it's kind of live. You're right.
Instagram's just...
So we'll bring that conversation back up probably next week or week after.
Yeah, we'll definitely have
We might have to do a round table on that one.
I agree.
Grab a couple of the fellas and see what they think. You know, I got to find out pro for my LBJ guys to make sure I get them in here so they're not too...
You got your LBJ boys.
I do?
You do.
You think there'll be some LBJ guys?
Some Randall Williams.
Is Randall LBJ? Yeah, he is more of an LBJ than Michael.
Mr. Randy Watson is a definite LBJ guy.
Yeah, we'll figure that one out.
And my cousin's a pro LBJ fan, too.
We'll figure that one out. So,
well, that's all we got for this episode. Pick, any thoughts, final say? What would you like to tell our audience?
Star Wars is coming out next month.
Yeah, we got a month and a half before Star Wars comes out.
Star Wars.
Speaking of which, we got to do a Star Wars next time.
Yeah, we'll do a Star Wars next time. I got some...
I got some nominees.
There's a bunch of nominees. I mean, you know, David Spade. Who was the guy that...
No, Seth Meyers.
Seth Meyers roasted, did y'all see that? Seth Meyers roasted Donald Trump.
Oh, dang. He went off on it. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
It was so hilarious.
He's going to get some kind of award, probably.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Gosh, that's crazy.
Yeah, I love that.
And then who else? What else we got out there? Did you see the cop that slammed the little girl?
I did see that. I did see that.
Yeah, he's going to get some kind of award for that, probably. Yeah, that's pretty terrible. This high school girl, you.
I think he was just trying to show her some discipline. She was ignoring him.
That's how you show discipline.
And she was.
Would you be cool with somebody doing that to your kid?
Well, my kid wouldn't be in that situation.
Your kid might.
No.
What did he do?
Well, what did she do?
What did she do?
Well, we need to read the article. I think it
doesn't matter.
That's a whole other topic for other conversation. So already.
Hold on. You'd be cool with somebody doing that to your kid, regardless of what they did. What could your kid have done?
Where were they at?
Doesn't matter.
No. Answer the question.
So if my son shuts down or my daughter shuts down in class and does not want to leave the room.
Okay.
Some big 250-pound dude is going to slam the shit out of my son like that. Dude,
what?
I'm going to be at that school. I'm going to be at that guy's throat.
Was it a regular public school?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Was it a juvenile probationary school?
No, dude, it doesn't matter.
It was a juvenile probationary school.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
It was? It doesn't matter, though. Doesn't matter.
The teacher asked
you'd be cool with the kid, with your kid being.
My kid will not be in a situation.
You don't know where your kid's going to be.
I do know where my kid is. It's all about.
You would hope not.
It's PPP, buddy.
Huh?
It's PPP.
What?
Product of poor parenting.
No, that's not necessarily true.
In this situation,
that's not necessarily true.
Yes, it is.
No, a parent can be doing all they can.
Kids aren't born bad.
I'm not saying that, but they can go through bad situations to where they're
made that way. They make
a single parent trying. They can't control everything. So what I'm saying is,
I think that you need to.
That was way. It doesn't matter what that kid was doing. That kid was not physically hurting anybody.
You don't attack an officer.
They didn't attack an officer.
She hit him.
When?
She hit him.
With what?
Watch the whole clip.
She hit him where?
There's a whole clip.
Nah.
Watch it.
Nah. I would. That's not. As a girl, first of all, as a female, that he outweighs by 150 pounds. His name, his nickname was?
What was it?
Mr. Slam or something stupid like that.
Okay.
He was known to slam people. Like,
why? I think there's two sides to the whole story in that situation.
He couldn't handle that better?
Probably could have, but at the same time,
probably
he's at a juvenile. If that was an alternative school,
would there be more uproar if it was a white kid?
There's going to be uproar regardless if it's white or black.
Would he have done it if it was a white kid?
If he's attacking somebody.
Would he have done that to his own kids? That's child abuse.
Would he have done that to his own kids? Does he have kids?
Doesn't matter.
If he has kids.
Whatever.
I think that he would. I mean, I can't speak for him. That's a question that you can ask everybody else. I mean, it's all over social media.
I just feel like
there's two sides of the coin. Yes, was it brutal? Yes.
Could he just like?
Could she have listened to the teacher?
Yeah, but
could she have threatened the teacher?
First of all, she's a child.
She's a teenager.
She's a teenager. Just hard headed, stubborn. You're standing in a place like that.
Juvenile delinquent.
Does he do everybody like that?
Probably does.
Is that right? So you do every kid like that.
It's
so
not, what are it's you showing? It's not police. What are you police showing? Brutality.
What are you? That was pretty bad, man. He could have picked the whole desk up and carried her out of the room if he went out of the room. Why not do that? Why not just grab her, carry her out the room? He could have did that. She could have stopped him.
Or how about there's a cop that walks in and he says, "Hey, you need to leave the room. Why don't you just get up and go?" You're saying all this.
So since
stuff,
I'm not listening to the cop, he's a resource officer working in a school.
And it wasn't just a regular school; it's an alternative school for kids who are troubled.
Regardless,
if they're crying,
so that is the protocol for a school.
I'm not saying
to slam the hell out of a kid in a school that you know that they're going to have problems with kids.
What's the protocol? I don't know. I don't work in that facility.
It's definitely not physically slam the kid on the ground.
I think we have to have all factual information to be able to say.
My son's gone to a school like that.
Okay, in the state of Ohio,
should have been there, but
where were they at?
Doesn't matter. He was at a school like that. If my son is a type, he will do that. He will shut down.
Okay, but if a cop
slammed my son like that, dude, I'm suing. And what happened to this guy?
So what? Okay,
he got fired.
Okay, so what would you in the situation like that?
He got fired.
What would your son do?
Why do you fire?
What would your son do?
He might do that. He might shut down.
No. If the cop says
my son's a type, it might shut down.
If a cop says you need to get out of your chair and you need to leave,
he might shut down.
And if you attack an officer, they're going to do what they're supposed to do.
He could just restrain me. That's what I'm saying. My thing is this. Why do the police officers take it to the extreme? I know we're trying to sign off here. But why would the police officers, why did they take it to the extreme? Like, he might have just shot her. I mean, dang. Would that be, what's the next step? Execute her? I could physically have grabbed that girl by the arms, by the legs, just carried her out of the room. She might have been kicking and screaming. But I would at least got her out the room.
I think her body moved in a way where the desk went out of control like that.
He slammed
it. No.
Yeah.
There's more information that we don't know.
Is he still have a job?
It doesn't matter. I don't think it matters.
He got fired.
If they're white or black.
I think
when you're in a school like that. No,
I think that mattered.
I don't think so.
You think a black cop would have did that to her?
Do I think a black cop would have done that to her?
He wouldn't have did that. Because he's looking at somebody that's him.
I think his sister,
his mama, his daughter, his cousin.
He would not have done that.
He would have had more compassion.
I don't look at it that way because I don't look at race in general.
I have to.
You can, but I don't.
I have to.
You don't speak for me. You speak for yourself.
No, but I know. But I have to speak for that because I grew up in that.
I understand.
And that you didn't grow up in that. You grew up in a predominantly Hispanic place. I grew up in a predominantly white place.
The world needs to change.
I understand that. But
everybody needs
to change. It's not going to change. That's why it keeps happening.
It keeps happening because people are still in the belief that racism, that they
their
belief, that they're
it's the truth.
To some people, there is.
No, it's the truth.
No, to some people, there is.
Racism is not. So racism is made up?
I'm not saying it's made up. I'm saying that people still stick in this world, stick to this thing that there's racism.
There is racism.
People need to let it go.
But they're not. It's gonna let it go.
And why do people not let it go? Because
it's not going anywhere.
Because the news tells us.
No, it's not.
It's all about the media.
You know why I don't let it go? Let me tell you why I don't let it go. Because it happens to me on a daily basis.
Understandable.
I've been trying to let it go forever, but I cannot let it go because some person with another race brings it back to reality for me. And I'm like, wow, I thought we were over that. It's not me.
It's pure stupidity.
Exactly.
Pure
it's
stupidity.
Not going anywhere. So I'm just saying, I just feel like he took a little far. So anyway, go ahead, sign us off.
There's a whole article. You can check it out and you have your own opinion for yourself, everyone out there. Wow.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good.
You asked me for any last mess, so I just threw that
out there. You threw that out there. That's a Star Wars.
You threw the Star Wars. I wouldn't even think about it. Brought it up, so.
T-Dog's mad at you, by the way.
T-Dog, you know what? He should slam T-Dog like that. Actually, you know what? He should slam Dr. Dre's hair.
Those predator braids.
Yeah, for wearing a hair like that. That's terrible.
What is that anyway? That's not braids. That's not cornrows. What is that? Jamaican
it's
hair?
It's braids with like, I don't know.
No, those aren't like your traditional braids. Those
it's not like... Yeah, it's not like to the skin. It's like sticking out. Yeah,
ganja braids.
Yeah, it's terrible. I don't know what that is. I'm not sure who... like.
Did you ever have your hair like that?
No. Why would I do that? Who would do that to themselves?
Did you ever put mousse in your hair?
I might have.
Or you put gel?
I might have.
Put some LA looks in
that?
I
used to have that good hair, though.
I don't know if that was good hair, bro.
I got that Filipino stuff. You know what I'm saying? I got that good stuff.
a little bit of DeBarge going on. I guess you look like DeBarge, man. Huh? Not DeBarge.
No, I wasn't DeBarge.
That guy had Jerry curl. You didn't have Jerry curl.
My hair was a little better than
you had kind of like.
Not better, but just
curly,
straighter. My hair was straighter than
curly, straighter. Some wavy.
My hair was
straight. Yeah, straight.
Yeah, my hair is straight.
When I look at you, when I look at those pictures, I think of like Mark Jackson with hair.
Mark Jackson.
Only, but your hair was. I don't know.
My hair is straight.
Bro. I have to think about it. Okay.
My hair is straighter than yours, cuz.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Which is why you never see my hair longer than.
So
what
imagine
it is.
your baby's hair on my head. That's what.
Oh, I love my daughter's hair, but I mean.
I said she has straight hair. My hair is straight.
You do it.
I'm just saying.
I'll have to look at those pictures again. I'll have to figure it out.
I'll show you.
All right, guys. Well, social media, Twitter, follow us at Pick and Row Show. Tweet at us, follow us. We have a Periscope at Pick and Row Show where we do live broadcasting without the occasional malfunction.
Yeah.
The only pick knows what I'm referring to here. We also have an Instagram at the Pick and Row Show. We put some pictures up there, nice little photos where we're smiling, throwing peace signs and videos. And we have a Facebook page. Check it out and share it with your friends. All that kind of good stuff. And Snapchat it or FaceTime it or email or Telegram it.
Go ahead.
About all our social media. Let us know how we're doing. We also have a pick and row show at Gmail account. So if you want to email us, chime in, recommend us.
Jess.
Yes.
I said Jess.
Jess?
I was trying to say yes. And
Jess.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. Jess.
That's the Hispanic version?
No, that's German, I think. No, no.
No, I'd be like Jia. And then you
Jess.
Say, but you got to do it with the Hispanic accent.
Jess. Yeah. Jess. Is that like, I'm trying to picture how Sal would say
Jess. Jess.
Jess.
Jess.
Jess.
Yeah, I don't know where that came
from. All right, man. For Pick and Roll, we're Pick and Roll. Thanks for listening.
Peace.
Number on your dial. And now is the time for you and I to cuddle. at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
I'm gonna do it tonight.
Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.